Royal Brown suspects we'll feel a bit of nostalgia as we listen to the haunting theme created for The Color Purple. She says the music's waltz-like movement also ties in with the games and dances that are part of the closeness of the young black women in the film. Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award-winning novel of 1983, The Color Purple by Alice Walker, is the chosen book for Wyoming County Reads 2019, a program in its 15th year. Each February, the Wyoming County Cultural Center at the Dietrich Theater and the Tunkhannock Public Library partner to read and study an award-winning book and an acclaimed movie. Steven Spielberg's A Color Purple garnered 11 Academy Award nominations. It did not win any, creating controversy in the movie world. You are invited to join Wyoming County Reads, and to jumpstart the event, they will present John Tyndall, professor at Northampton Community College, who will offer The Color Purple and the History of African Americans in Film, a program on Wednesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock. Mindy Cronk, WVIA production associate, had a chance to speak by phone with John Tyndall.
Can you tell us about the presentation you'll be giving Wednesday for the Wyoming County Reads kickoff?
The book this year is A Color Purple, and I was asked to do something on the history of African Americans in film, which, as you know, is a huge topic. So we're going to kind of be looking at the history of how African Americans have been portrayed in films, looking at characters that have appeared, the types of roles they've played, people who've been involved in terms of directing films and the stories told, kind of starting from about 1915 when Birth of a Nation came out until the present day.
So a lot of ground to cover.
A huge amount of ground to cover.
How do you approach it? How do you narrow it down?
That was tough. The first thing I really thought that I needed to do was only go with mainstream films, so films that kind of impacted popular culture. And a lot of films made that were films, independent films, what they used to call in the early part of film industry race films, films made by African-American directors and African-American stories, but really weren't seen by the mainstream, so never had an impact on pop culture. So I'm only focusing on what I'd call Hollywood mainstream films and only focusing on American films. So that narrowed it down at least to a manageable level for this presentation.
How did you come to focus on this topic outside of the Wyoming County Reads event? What drew you to it originally?
This is an interest of mine. You know, I have an interest in film because I teach film, and my graduate work in school looked a lot at media and kind of media impact. And it really kind of goes back, I might tell the story at the presentation, it goes back to a graduate course that I took from a professor named Dr. Rick Rigsby. It was a class on the rhetoric of the civil rights movement. And Dr. Rigsby was an African-American male, a Southern preacher, and he told us this story about when he was a kid watching a movie, and it was the first time he'd ever seen two African-American characters kiss in a film. And it made him feel uncomfortable. And we couldn't figure out why. You know, why would that make you feel uncomfortable? And his answer was, because I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen two African-American characters kiss. And even though I'm African-American, it made me feel uncomfortable in the audience. And that was kind of the first time I realized it's not only about what we see in movies that impact pop culture, but it's what we don't see. It's the absence of things. And so from that point on, I really have taken an interest in what do we see and what do we not see in movies, and how does that have an impact on popular culture?
And is this your first time being involved with Wyoming County Reads?
I've been lucky to be asked back a few times. This is my third time. About 4 years ago, they asked me to come and do a presentation on, they were doing Catch-22. So I looked at the differences between the book Catch-22 and the movie Catch-22. And then last year they were doing Stephen King, short stories, two novellas from Stephen King. So I did a presentation on Stephen King and kind of the arc of his career in film as well.
How long have you been teaching, and where do you teach?
I teach at Northampton Community College. I teach at the Pocono campus up in Monroe County, just outside of Tannersville, or in Tannersville, on the other side of Camelback Mountain. I've been teaching there for 15 years. I teach introduction to film, mass media, and then some public speaking courses.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know as they plan to attend your presentation on Wednesday evening?
Absolutely. The presentation is going to be kind of bookend by Birth of a Nation back in 1915 and Black Panther last year, in about a little over 100-year span. And we're going to kind of look at some of the major topics that have evolved in terms of African-American characters in films. And we're going to gloss over some subject matters, and we're going to kind of wallow in certain subject matters. The ones that I probably wallow in a little more and talk a little more about because they're relevant and I think very interesting is, one, the use of blackface in film, especially in the early films, and then how that's carried over today and why it's so controversial today. We'll take a look at, you know, Birth of a Nation in terms of why it's considered kind of the beginning of this story and how it kind of juxtaposes and mirrors with Black Panther as very similar movies but also very opposite movies. And we'll spend a lot of time talking about the blaxploitation films of the 1970s, what they were and why they're important to this story as a transition from kind of pre-civil rights movement to today.
John Tyndall, professor at Northampton Community College, speaking with Mindy Cronk, WVIA production associate, about his presentation, The Color Purple and the History of African Americans in Film, to be presented Wednesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock as part of Wyoming County Reads 2019. The Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award-winning novel, The Color Purple by Alice Walker, is the chosen book for this year, a program in its 15th year, a partnership between the Wyoming County Cultural Center at the Dietrich Theater and the Tunkhannock Public Library. The program again, Wednesday, January 30th at 7 p.m. at the Dietrich Theater, 60 East Tioga Street in Tunkhannock. There will be many other programs that are part of Wyoming County Reads 2019. Bill Chapla returns to lead discussions of The Color Purple at the Tunkhannock Public Library Wednesdays, February 6th and 27th at 7 p.m. There will be two other discussion leaders on February 13th and February 20th. Everyone is invited to come to join the discussion. You don't have to be from Wyoming County. There will be two free showings of the movie The Color Purple, Wednesday, March 6th at 1 and 7 p.m. at the Dietrich Theater. Reservations are not required. For more information, on the web, dietrichtheater.com, dietrichtheater.com, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H, theater is E-R-T-H-E-A-T-E-R. Wyoming County Reads 2019, The Color Purple. For more information, dietrichtheater.com. Thanks, Mindy Cronk.